Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, August 31st. Happy Saturday. Happy last day of August. Hopefully happy fall temperatures. I don't know. We're in Luke chapter 24. We're reading about Jesus' appearance after the resurrection. This is a really good one. It starts out with the women going to the tomb, and then they go and report what they saw to the apostles or the disciples. And it says it seemed like an idle tale. And then on the road to Emmaus, as Jesus is walking with the disciples and they don't know it's Jesus, they say, man, we had hoped that he would be the one to redeem Israel. All of these words stuck out to me, but what sticks out the most is that they recognized Jesus when they broke the bread. And I can't help but see the connection there with the Lord's Supper, that in this physical, earthly thing, bread and breaking it, there's a spiritual lesson that Jesus' body and blood were given for us for our redemption, our salvation, and our resurrection. Luke chapter 24, the resurrection in the ESV. But on the first day of the week at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and on the third day, rise." And they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary the mother of James and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter rose and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen cloths by themselves, and he went home marveling at what had happened. That very day, two of them were going to a village named Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and they were talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What is this conversation that you are holding with each other as you walk?" And they stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, named Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" And he said to them, "What things?" And they said to him, "Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a man who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things happened. Moreover, some women of our company amazed us. They were at the tomb early in the morning, and when they did not find his body, they came back saying that they had even seen a vision of angels, who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. And he said to them, 'O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe all the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?' And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. So they drew near to the village to which they were going. He acted as if he were going farther, but they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is now far spent." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took the bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures?" And they rose that same hour and returned to Jerusalem. And they found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, "The Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread. As they were talking about these things, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace to you." But they were startled and frightened and thought they saw a spirit. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your heart? See my hands and my feet, it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still disbelieved for joy and were marveling, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate before them. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." And he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple, blessing God. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word. Passages like this one help me to contemplate, what is it going to be like to have a glorified, resurrected body? Jesus vanished in an instant. He appeared through walls. He ate, and he had flesh and bones, it says here. It's going to be interesting, and it's wonderful. And ultimately, he is recognized in the breaking of bread. Just excites me to think about the physical realm around us and how it is constantly trying to point us to the spiritual realities of the Lord in our midst. So as you see a flower today, or maybe a bird or a butterfly, or you notice the sun or the clouds, ask the Lord to speak to you through his creation about his glory. The other thing that I wanted to mention is about proclamation. Jesus says you're going to proclaim the forgiveness of sins to all nations. The idea that Jesus has been raised from the dead is good news to be shared. And so my question for us is, what is our life proclaiming today? Are we proclaiming forgiveness in Jesus? Are we proclaiming hope and resurrection, abundant life, comfort? And most of all, are we proclaiming that the grave does not have the final say? Will you pray with me? Father, we love you. We cannot do your word justice, but we pray, Lord, that your spirit would instruct us and help us. Give us, Lord, the empowerment of your Spirit to proclaim the good news of the gospel. And would you be a balm on the hearts and the souls of those who are in grief-stricken situations today? Lord, it is so hard to think about death here on earth because we do not know what it's like to be resurrected. And so the unknown scares us, Lord. But we thank you that we saw you raised and we can have hope that we too will be raised and that we are entrusted into your care. And we thank you for this bountiful blessing. And we pray all of this in the strong name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen.